Here, one of the Icelanders' main working tools for centuries can be seen, the loom. Let's look at what Kristján Eldjárd, former National Museum curator, had to say about it. The settlers brought it with them, the same type as its successor that was discarded at the start of the 19th century. Many nations around the world have used a loom that works similarly. But few would hold it as dear as we Icelanders because of its role in Icelandic history. Knitting came to Iceland no earlier than the 16th century. Before then, the part played by weaving in the woolens industry was greater than it later became, because everything was woven that was later knit. Underwear, socks and mittens. For centuries, nearly all of Icelanders' clothing, underwear as well as outerwear, was produced on this loom. Furthermore, for the first four centuries, thick woolen material was the main export product and currency of the nation. A very great deal was woven in Iceland. It's thought that women gradually wove on the old loom, and this was hard work because the weaver had to stand and even walk back and forth in front of the loom, and in addition, strike upwards, which is uncomfortably awkward. The Danish seat looms replacing the old looms were more modern and faster, and, not least, more comfortable to use. As the name implies, a seat loom made it possible to sit while working. In fact, it's said that men began weaving, and in the 19th century, weaving was no less men's work than women's work.